A spiritual psychology is necessary to answer these questions. A new discipline of the spirit that is truly of the spirit, that has as its focus the soul of the human being. Human evolution, and the evolution of the spirit and matter, is a very specific evolution. It is not haphazard. It is not chaotic. It is very specific. When certain necessary processes of the maturation of the union of matter and spirit are not honored, the spirit breaks down. Psychologists have attempted to explain these breakdowns in the terms of psychology. We can continue to use that language, but let psychology then expand to include a language of the spirit. This will eventually become its first tongue, so to speak, and all psychoses and psychotic breakdowns will finally, eventually, be put into their proper language, which is shattered spirit. Reincarnation and the role of karma in the development of the soul will be central parts of spiritual psychology. The characteristics of a personality, the qualities that make one personality different from another, cannot be appreciated without an understanding of the karma that created those characteristics. They cannot always be understood in terms of the history of the personality, because they may reflect experiences that predate the personality, in some cases, by centuries. For example, if your soul was a Roman centurion, an Indian beggar, a Mexican mother, a nomad boy, and a medieval nun, among other incarnations, and if the karmic patterns that were set into motion within those lifetimes are in motion within you, you will not be able to understand your proclivities or interest or ways of responding to different situations without an awareness of the experiences of those lifetimes. Do you dislike certain types of people? Were you drawn to medicine as a child? Are you frightened of small places? Reactions such as these are not always explainable in terms of the experiences of your life. The healing power at the core of psychology is the power of consciousness. Seeking out, facing with courage, and bringing into the light of consciousness that which is unconscious. What is, therefore, in a position of power over the personality, is what heals. When that which needs to be made conscious is not recognized to exist, such as the experiences of lifetimes that were lived in other places and at other times, it cannot be healed in this way. The exploration and understanding of intuition will be a central part of spiritual psychology. Intuition is the voice of the non-physical world. It is the communication system that releases the five sensory personality from the limitations of its five sensory system, that permits the multisensory personality to be multisensory. It is the connection between the personality and its higher self and its guides and teachers. Psychology does not even recognize the intuition, except as a curiosity. Therefore, it does not recognize the knowledge that is obtained through the intuition, and, therefore, this knowledge is not processed by the intellect. Spirituality will be at the core of spiritual psychology, and spiritual crises will be considered legitimate sufferings. Spirituality has to do with the immortal process itself. For example, you have your intuition, but your spirituality is not limited to your personality and its intuitional system. Your spirituality pertains to that which is immortal within you, whereas, when you leave your body, when you return home, the intuitional system that was developed for that body will be left behind because it will no longer be necessary.